the name, and it was Flom who sat there and said, oh, I'll go get the domain for you and help you set up the stuff. And that was it. Intellectual property time here, folks, and you got to remember that Alex Flom is a lawyer, an intellectual property lawyer. Every step he takes, he knows what he's doing there. Every step he takes was calculated to hold the intellectual property that was being thought about by Jim Fetzer. It was like theft from a kid. I mean, Jim's a nice guy. He's a roly-poly guy. He's laughy, jollable. This is the kind of guy you like at a party. He'll tell you great stories. He can philosophize. And he's just a nice guy, you know. I think he'll go with the flow. That's why some people don't like what he's been doing, because he's open to suggestions. Jim doesn't know how to stand independently either. And, like, we're trying to make more organizational independent people out of all of you. If you can't get out from the crutches, you're going to be dragged by whoever leads you. And if they lead you the wrong way, you've fallen the wrong way. And the only way to avoid that fall is by not being led. So if you can't stay organizationally independent, you're going to be led anyway. So both of these groups suck, and why would you want to follow any of them? You just read them, take their data, and make up your own mind. You'll know what to do. You don't need to be told. You don't need to be going out and making knitting circles and these stupid people making more goddamn movies. What the hell? We need another piece of evidence? It's like, if you don't have enough to know that there's a crime and it's being obstructed, then you're not worth the food you're eating. Anyway, let's go on. Stephen Jones. I don't know what to think of this guy. I met him once, you know. I looked in his eyes, and that's the first time I ever thought that somebody could have been sprayed with MK Ultra. I don't know. I never even heard of MK Ultra until I started doing this film. And once I got in and started meeting these people, this guy, when he came up to me, seemed like the most programmed person I've ever met in my life. When I asked him about weapons of mass destruction being a possibility at the World Trade Center, his eyes glossed over and he looked at me, and it was the most eerie look I ever had in my life, and he just like went in a monotone voice and just went, it's thermite, Rick, thermite. And that was it, and walked away. Now, I don't know what else to think of it. This was the weirdest encounter I ever had in my life. And all I can suggest is that other people go and meet this guy and talk to them and see if you can't kick those keywords that kick in that programming of his. Because all he does is think about thermite. I don't know. I think that's why everybody's freaking out about him. He's leading people down a thing of thermite. And the guy's a cold fusion nuclear scientist. When we gave him 23 questions to answer, he couldn't answer any of them. He had another freak answer the questions for him, and they were so bad I wouldn't publish them at first. And then he argued with me on the scholars forum that I should publish these stupid answers that weren't even his,